You know, I thought it was good. I thought, it's definitely a point of emphasis that we have and, you know, trying to establish who we are, to be effective on third down. But I think being good on first and second down allowed us to get in those situations. I mean, we had like nine, third and one or fourth and one. So, I mean, that allowed us to be able to convert on third down when you're better on first and second down. But, I think that that conversion rate was good. And, you know, it's something that we got to continue to work on and try and achieve.
Is that a confidence booster going into your second start? Having over 60% on third down efficiency.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just something to build on. It's something to try and continue to keep up, and you know, we want to, you know, that's where we set the bar and continue to raise it.
What did the San Diego tape reveal for you?
I think things to learn from. Some mistakes. I think that. That we moved the ball well. We did a lot of things well in the first half. You know, we moved the ball both, you know, on the ground and through the air, and then came out in the second half and had some key, you know, mistakes, you know, through two interceptions, had some mental errors and stuff like that. So, I mean, that can't happen. But it was some good stuff to learn from and take from it.
Gus said that there were some opportunities to go downfield. Is that an emphasis this week to maybe take those shots?
Not so much yet. You know, we definitely have some stuff in, just like we do every week. On trying to move the ball downfield, and if there was opportunities there that I missed or didn't see or whatever, those are just, you know, different examples of things to see and learn from and realize, you know, where you could have or should have gone with the ball.
What kind of challenges to Pittsburgh present? I mean, they do a lot of exotic looks.
They do. I think they're really good at what they do. Obviously, they do a bunch of different things. They got some veteran guys over there that have seen a lot of ball and have been around for a while and, you know, have seen just about everything. So, you know, I think they're solid in what they do. They're aggressive defense that goes after and attacks the ball. So, we're going to have to be sharp and exact on what we do.
Does it help having come off a 3-4 team to play another 3-4 team?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously there's a little carryover from what both of them do as far as, lineup. You know, how they line up and formation-wise and stuff like that. So there's definitely some carryover that helps us out there.
What are some of the things that you either experienced or learned last week, whether it was during the week of preparation or on game day, that makes you better prepared or makes you feel like it would be better this week?
I think for the most part, last week was similar to the weeks before where I wasn't playing, you know, getting in there with Chad and watching film, doing all that stuff. I think during practice, you know, taking each rep, kind of visualizing things and seeing it and really taking it from, you know, this is how it looked on film and how we think it's going to look, to taking it on the practice field and saying, okay, this is how it should look, this is where the ball should be. And I think, you're not going to get to throw every ball. You're not going to get to throw every rep in practice. And when something happens in the game and it's not what you repped in practice, you got to be able to adjust and make the throw. I think that's something that was huge, just to pay attention to the whole picture rather than the one we're circling saying this is where we think it's going to happen.
Knee's back, but you might not have Cecil or Marquise. How does this situation at wide receiver?
I think they've done a great job all year of stepping up when one of them gets hurt. I think that obviously having Ace back, is a huge help, and we're excited for him, excited to have him back out there this week practicing, and look forward to seeing what he can do. I know for the rest of the guys, they're going to continue to step up and make plays, like they've done all year when their number's been called.
You called your first half, or you called your second half against the Colts average. You didn't feel like you really played that well against San Diego. What does a good performance look like then from your perspective?
You'll probably know, I guess, because there won't be any incompletions. And we'll score it on every drive. I don't know. I think it's hard to sit there and, I think when you grade yourself and say that was really good, I think you kind of get complacent and stop worrying about things you have to correct. I think you constantly, you pay attention to the things you do well and you want to keep doing that. But I think you have to be huge. You have to be your own worst critic and big on the mistakes you made to try and eliminate those mistakes to try and put together a good performance.
Hey, Blake, when was the first time you heard the Roethlisberger comparison?
A while ago. He's won two Super Bowls and been in all kinds of Pro Bowls, and I played one game. So there's a big difference there. But, I mean, he's definitely been somebody that has been fun to watch. We have the same agent. We've been in contact. We've thrown together. And he's been somebody that's been a lot of fun to watch and talk to. I've heard that for a while.